Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm back. I have decided to record an episode while on my camping trip while everyone is asleep. So I'm going to consider this one a soul update because it is deep from my heart. And I mean that in a way where it is something that I'm sharing about my life to help you. Something from a deep soul level. So, there have been many times in my life where I have made something happen. Call it manifesting if you like. But there is not a time in my life where I continued to do something that didn't bring me joy, or if I was just purely unhappy knowing that I couldn't stay in a situation. There's been many times where I've made things happen, not really knowing how to. For example, this podcast. I said that I've gotten out of things. I have been the type who might seem to have jumped around in my life. As I was younger, with jobs, for example, relationships. I've been married twice. I have made this everything, not just this, everything in my life possible. And you hear this term a lot, or this phrase a lot, is you create your reality, right? Well, if you really look at your own life, and I even did a podcast on this in the month of April, how you create your life, basically. You do it. And excuse me too, because I'm super calm right now. Since I'm at the campsite, I'm in my element. I'm actually in my father's car right now. Just to preface this, we go as a family. My parents, me and my daughter, are extremely close to my parents. We do live with them. And we do so many things with them. So I'm in my dad's car right now. He pulls the trailer where we go camping. And I decided to get up and get out, go grab my coffee. And I'm by the water, by the bay right now, at Smith's Point on Long Island, watching people all around me do their early morning thing, and it's beautiful. So let me get back to creating your reality, right? I'm not really a fan of using words like this that are used often, but it's how you can understand me. So yes, you create your reality. I have been doing this my entire life, and as have you as well, and being that you're listening to this podcast, you might be paying attention to that. I am paying super close attention to that because I can see the events in my life that have led me up to this very moment. So, since a young age, probably about the age of 4 or 5, I have been camping with my family. We've been camping since before my brother was born. My brother is 7.5 years younger than me. So we've been camping since I'm about 5. I have so many wonderful memories. It is my thing that brings me back to complete calm. It is a place where I can truly hear my inner voice speak loud and clear. I'm at peace, complete peace, and this is how I have been led to live my life. I've been saying for a while now that I want to live in a trailer and not necessarily travel. However, I do love to explore, and I don't have a personality that likes to stay still for too long. I love to change. I love to learn. I love to grow. So I couldn't see myself staying at one place. For example, having a house and camping, just camping in the summer, like I grew up doing. What I truly see myself doing, and by actually visualizing this and planning it and enjoying every moment of it and seeing the connections, I am creating this lifestyle for myself. I have shared on the podcast, I think once before, that I aspire to have a camper van. So a van that I buy, whether it be used or new from a dealership, and convert it. So I said that, and I know I might be jumping around, but hopefully you're following me here. I am in an extreme calm state right now, very meditative state, as I stare at the water and I'm here in my element. And I'll also share that my element is earth. So I love this. But so camper vans, let's come back to that. That is extremely exciting for me to have a camper van. So a van that I convert on my own, because I'll figure it out, like I did the podcast, like I did my entire life. All of these things have led up to me realizing that I want a van to convert so badly. I can't see being in a home that's permanent yet. I have been for a while because I do have a teenage daughter and I'm divorced, so I can't just pick up and leave. Well, I could, but I would never do that to her. So I am planning about 4 years out. She's out of high school when she can decide where she wants to go, whether she wants to be with me or if she's going to go to college, if she's going to live with her dad or get her own place. Like, there's so many things that are to look at here. And I'm not saying that I'm stuck. I used to say that I'm stuck. But that was in a time where I was very limited in my mindset and angry, and I hadn't dealt with certain things in my life, aka my ex-husband. I'm past that. I'm looking to the future. I'm planning to the future. So these things are starting to come more into my reality now that I can see possibilities. Because I've gotten through other issues in my life, like money issues, career issues, relationships. I'm through that stuff. Yes, things still come up in each area, and that's normal. I'm human, as are you. But I don't see anything that stops me now. Nothing. I just get excited in creating a life that I want. And that life is to have that van and be able to travel, starting here on Long Island, because there are so many places to go to and hang out. I love to record this podcast right on my phone, which I'm doing, and share it. And I do that a lot of the times from the beach. I'm just called to the beach. I'm called to the water. I want to be near the water. I love being near the mountains. I love being just in nature. So let me get back to creating my life. The way I see it is, I never wanted a house, ever. I don't ever remember myself wanting a house. I remember seeing my parents as I was growing up, them working so hard, them feeling like they needed to do so much and go, 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 go all the time. And in my head, as a young kid, I never wanted to do that myself. I said to myself, as I was watching them one day, as I was actually helping them one day, put down pergo floors in the house, thinking to myself, I don't want this. I don't want this for myself. I want to be able to enjoy my life. And not saying they weren't, because they did like doing that stuff, but that's not my enjoyment. My enjoyment, and I didn't know it at the time, was truly being outside, being in nature, healing myself, learning, growing, just being still with my own mind. I never wanted to spend my life cleaning a house, renovating it, and being stuck in the same spot. See, I do use the word stuck because to me that feels stuck. Stuck feels like being in a 9-to-5 job. And that also brings me to the point where another piece of my reality that I have created is I have, for the most part in my life, I have had a job where I could kind of create my own hours, different times of the day. Like when I was younger, I worked at Burger King, my first job, and I worked so close to home that I could walk. So I had the power of getting there myself. I was young, so I worked like 4-hour shifts. But then as I got older and I went to college, I kept that job. However, I wasn't there during the year because I did go to school in the city and the job was on Long Island. I would come back and I would work like 10 hours here, 10 hours there, stock up some cash. I was still young. I was like 18, 19, 20, around there. And then I'd go back to school and then I would live my life, do my program, enjoy the art, because I went to FIT in New York City. So I would come home. I would let them know, hey, I'm coming home. Do you need a shift covered? And I would pick up that shift. I'd have that cash and that would last me. I didn't work while I was in school because I was in a very high demanding major. I was an art major, so I had lots of projects. I didn't have time to work. So I would create my hours around my school, around the things that I love to do, around my real job, which was being a student. My other jobs were mainly personal training, where I created my own schedule. I always created my own hours. I had one job. After that, for a while, not a while, 6 months, I worked for a client of mine, a personal training client of mine. He was in the area of mortgages and I needed something different. I wanted to try something different. I loved this man. I still keep in contact with him. Not very often, but we do catch up every once in a while. But I told him at one point, I said, if I am going to continue liking you, I cannot work in this field anymore. But many great things came from that. I got a free trip to Cabo in Mexico. It was a business trip. I got to go on that trip with him for free. Free airfare, free food, free hotel. I have manifested many wonderful things in my life. And that was one of them. So I did appreciate that job. However, I didn't stick with it because it wasn't something that I loved. It wasn't something that I could see myself doing for a very long time without either getting sick or going into a depression. And I know I'm jumping around here, but these are the things that are just randomly popping into my head that I think someone else can relate to. I had some other jobs throughout my life in retail. I worked at Victoria's Secret. I worked at, oh my goodness, I think The Gap for a very short amount of time, like maybe a season. That was it. And I got out, but I got some great stuff, some great discounts. Things like that. The things that are in your life, they're there for a reason. They were in my life for a reason. I got something out of them, and then I got out of them. I got into them, and then I got out of them. They weren't enjoyable to me. And I knew my body would revolt, so I got out. But this is before I even knew that that was a thing, that your body could revolt, that your mind could revolt, and just not lead you in that direction. So yeah, I have along the way, my entire life, I have created getting to this point where I know what my next stage of life is. And sometimes it's a little bit surreal to think of that. I'm in my mid-40s. Well, not quite yet. 44. Not quite mid. But I'm approaching that next stage of life where I'm going to have even more freedom because my child will be old enough. She'll be an adult. Within the next 4 years, she'll be an adult and I will have complete freedom where there is not much responsibility on the parenting end. Yes, of course, I will always be there for her. I am not leaving her. But there comes a time in your life when your child is old enough and you can do something different to better yourself, to really bring you to that place of peace and calm and soul. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I don't have any particular word. It's where my soul is leading me. And it's happening in a way that it's meant to. Because I don't look at this part of my life as I'm being held back anymore or I'm feeling stuck. Like I said earlier, everything has led me up to this point. Because if it just happened in a different way, okay, yes, maybe it was meant to happen, but this is the way it's meant to happen for me. And if your life is going in a specific way that you're not quite satisfied with, maybe you should take a look and say, okay, why is this happening like this for me? What am I gaining from this experience? Because if you didn't have the experience you're having to get to that certain point, it would not be the same. It certainly wouldn't be the same. There's no way. It just wouldn't be the same. You wouldn't have the same feelings. You wouldn't have the same emotional responses. You wouldn't have the same voice speaking to you in your head. Really listen to that voice. What is it saying to you? Sometimes you need to work with the ego. That's that loud voice, that obnoxious voice, that protecting voice, that voice that says, what if this, what if that, over and over and over again. Listen to that. It's a cry for help. Deep down inside is your inner voice, your calm voice, where you're like, yeah, I'm good. I'm okay. As in I stare, blah, blah, blah. I am so calm right now that the words are just flowing out of my mouth. As I feel like I'm actually speaking from my inner voice. As I stare out at this water, I can feel the sensations in my body. Besides my hand going numb because I'm holding my phone up to my face, to my mouth. Besides my hand going numb, the rest of my body is so completely still and relaxed and just enjoying this journey that is life. Being appreciative for being here, for going through everything that I went through in my life, for taking the time for myself every day in some way, shape, or form, to enjoy being who I am. But yes, look at your timeline of your life. There's a reason why you're in the position that you're at now. It's because your brain believes that that's what you want. Your brain believes that that's what you want because a rule of the mind is it looks for the familiar and steers away from the unfamiliar. So if there's something in your life that you really want that you're not getting, it's because it's unfamiliar to you. You need to start making it familiar to your brain. Let it know that that's what you want and start looking for it. Start finding it. It's like when I was driving out of the campsite this morning and I really only noticed the trailers. But as I was driving through the campsite and I was being very aware because I'm calm, I'm happy, I'm at peace, I started noticing on the lower level of the campsite, there are different types of sites, so they're not full hookups like a camper needs. So I started noticing other things. I noticed there were two camper vans, like two Ford Econoline, I think that's how you pronounce them, Ford Econoline vans. There were no tents outside of there. So I was thinking, oh, I wonder if those are converted inside. I wonder if I could walk down to those people later and see if I can look inside. These are the kinds of things that I'm thinking as I'm driving through the campsite. And I never, ever thought of that before. But now these things are starting to pop out at me. Because what you want tends to pop out, right? It's like when you start noticing one type of car on the road, or you just bought something and it starts popping up everywhere. That's what's happening. And then I also noticed, as I was driving by, there was a big pickup truck and right on the back was attached a tent. I was like, oh my goodness, that's really cool. So these people had a regular truck and in the bed they had their tent. All these ideas started popping into my head. As I'm driving in my dad's truck, which is a Mountaineer, I had this idea. As I looked back, I was thinking, I could even convert this. Not saying this particular one, it's my dad's, but I was looking and I was like, yeah, that's enough space. I don't need a lot. I could easily figure this out. That is part of my reality right now. I can figure it out. I have no idea what I would be doing. However, I am not going into it blindly. I'm doing my research. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm looking up things and finding out answers. I'm not letting myself just kind of figure it out in my head because I can't. I can't just do that. But what I can do is I can do my research. I can ask questions. I can seek out people who have already done this. I can find camper vans on the road that are already doing this and be like, if they can do it, so can I. So can I. It's exactly what I did with the podcast. I just jumped in. Now with this, I need to save some money for that van, so I can't just jump in, but I can get my ideas. I can go on Instagram. I can go on TikTok. I can go on camping websites. I listen to podcasts. I found something called boondocking, which is really cool. Boondocking is free camping, so you don't have to actually go to a site in a like paid campground. Boondocking is free camping. There are so many things out there that I had no idea about for camping or RVing, stuff like that. I didn't know it existed. Now that I know that exists, more and more ideas are coming to me. It is truly amazing what you are capable of. If you allow yourself to be in that spot, like I'm allowing myself to be in the mindset of someone who has a camper van in my future, in my near future. I'm not thinking 10 years out, guys. I'm thinking like 4 years, five tops. I am so excited and calm about it. And I'm having fun creating my reality, looking into my future, seeing what it would be like. I have a note section on my phone of the things that I'm going to need or want for my van. Simple things like, how am I going to use the bathroom? How am I going to shower? Things like this. Like, what do you want? How can you make it a reality? And if it's something deep within your soul, how has it shown up in your life already? What are the clues? What are the signs that have shown up on your timeline of your life to bring you to that spot where you're saying, yes, I want that. I want to do that. I want to create that. I need that. My soul requires that. What are you doing? There's something inside of you that is reaching to touch you and to say, hey, I'm here. Please listen. I really suggest that you look at your life, as did I, and search for it. What truly makes you happy? Because we're not on this life, we're not in this life to just work and save and save and save. And guess what? You're not even here in this lifetime just to work and save for your children. Your children are their own people. They're going to have a life where they're going to have to do the same exact thing. And that was a big thing that I had to really look at. I'm not here in this adult life just to save money for my kid. Of course, yes, I am. But once I realized that that's not what I'm here to do, and that she's going to have her own life, everything switched for me. I didn't feel like I was floundering in the water anymore. I felt like, oh my goodness, what are the possibilities? And then slowly everything began to unravel. Why are you here? What makes your soul happy? Not necessarily what is your purpose. That's a big thing that people are always searching for. I'm not searching for my purpose anymore. I'm searching for my soul and what makes it happy. And then other things will come, such as this podcast. I love to record this podcast. It makes me happy. It makes me calm. And I truly enjoy sharing my stories and learning and growing and just being a human with human experiences, human senses, and allowing new things come to me and recognizing that this has already been on my path before. But sometimes your soul needs to just keep reaching and reaching and reaching and giving you signs that this is what you're meant for. This is what makes you happy. And it's time to enjoy it. And let it in. Let it into your life. All right, I could talk forever on this, but I'm not going to. But my whole point is, you create your reality. The thing that you desire is already in your life somehow. Maybe you just need to shift your perspective on how you view it and how you can get to it and enjoy it more. Maybe you need to do a little bit more work on yourself. Maybe you need to ask some questions. Maybe you need to see what's in your life that's not working and accept that it's not working. Maybe you just need to find that place in your heart that makes you feel safe and calm and like you never want to leave it. Like me right here at this campsite right now. So I'm going to leave it at that. And and enjoy Mother's Day. I'm pretty sure I won't be back tomorrow, but again, we never know. So enjoy your Mother's Day weekend, all you wonderful moms out there. I am signing off. Have a lovely weekend.